The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
There's only one more home game left on the schedule, but the Sharks' goal is to make sure that there are more set up soon. Drew, that's the goal for tonight. The intensity, the desperation has to be there, something we really honestly haven't seen the last two games.
Yep, absolutely right. They are still in this, mathematically still in it. It's going to be, you need some help, but you need to run the table. It starts tonight. Also, there's the issue of it's fan appreciation night, last home game. Fans have been fantastic. And we have 300 people here today?
Yes.
Morning skate? Absolutely fantastic. Fans have been so good. So the players want to, of course, put on the show, but the best show you can put on by winning. And you're right. It's urgency, it's desperation, it's doing whatever it's going to take to win.
Sometimes you have certain guys that are doing that during the course of a game, even though it doesn't go your way. And I'm thinking Kiefer Sherwood, 12 hits in the game that his team lost 6-1. That tells me there's a guy who understands what playoff area hockey is all about, and he's trying to impart that to some of the younger players who maybe are a little bit naive to all of that situation. As a coach, do you have to kind of remind that guy that you're recognizing what he's doing just to make sure he doesn't think he's by himself?
Yes, 100%. And there would be some times that, because you might think that you're by yourself, you're getting frustrated. And the fact that you're thinking, why don't these guys feel like I feel? Now, Kiefer's had to be like that to be an NHLer. Now, this is a guy who has worked his tail off to get to where he is. He wasn't a first-round draft choice. He wasn't highly touted. This is a guy who has earned everything. And he's earned it by playing a certain way with a certain attitude. But he also, as you said, understands that can carry you a long way. And he is, from the moment, this morning, you talked to him this morning, he's ready right now. And he's intense and ready to go. And yeah, I think, you know, for Michael Misa, for Macklin Celebrini, you don't have to worry about his intensity, but you want to make sure that you show Macklin you're not by yourself here as far as how much you care. And I know because of you, I'm not by myself. You know, Barkley, Goodrow, Tyler Toffoli, those guys push it. But as far as the way that Kiefer approaches the game, and is during the game trying to do everything he can. You talk about maxing out on a shift. That guy does that. How are you going to make an impact? Tonight, and when you have to win, how are you going to impact the game in a positive manner for your team? Kiefer knows how he has to do that, and he does that by also hopefully dragging other guys into the fight.
You know, Vinny Deharnais is another guy that's like that too. He's somebody that's been just such a nice pickup for the Sharks this season. And again, playing at least a solid level of defense, really at a higher level than people expected him to.
Absolutely. You think about the way that Vinny Deharnais, he bounced around, right, last year. And it was a tough season for him. And then he got into a situation where he was able to in the summer, decompress, relax, knew he was coming to the Sharks. Mentally, he got himself sharp. He did it by fishing. Friend introduced him to fishing, really helped clear his mind. Another guy that's intense, serious when he enters the game. He's not an overly physical guy, being that size, but he shuts down plays with his stick work. He shuts down plays with his size and making sure he boxes out in front. And he's been a terrific, terrific influence on Sam Dickinson.
How big a game is tonight for Yaroslav Askarov?
Gigantic. Gigantic. Now, I think Ryan Warsawski said something that I 100% agree with again, which was you can't look at that Anaheim game and the way the guys played in front of Yaroslav and go, well, that's because Yaroslav let in six goals.
It wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't. Now, it's a big game for Yaroslav. They're giving Yaroslav every opportunity to be the number one guy, and Alex Nedeljkovic has been great. Yaroslav Askarov also has to be great. But again, I'll say it, goaltenders, you got to stop the ones that you're supposed to stop. And I know that sounds silly, but they can't go through you. They can't go off your glove and in. They can't go under, you can't go five hole. You got to make those stops.
So what you're saying is that somebody like, say, Sidney Crosby beats you top corner with a great move, okay, so be it, but you're talking about the other plays.
Leo Carlson puts that goal in, first goal.
Genius.
Goal. Yeah, and John Carlson, right after that, goes 98.7 miles an hour in the top corner with a screen in front, so be it. But you got to make the other stops. If the guy's coming in and he's just not in the right angle, not in the right position, those are the ones that get bothered. But, you know, goaltenders, we always talk about the saves that they don't make and very rarely talk about the saves that he does make. That's how we got to be talking about it. Yaroslav Askarov tonight was, yep, he made the saves he was supposed to.
A lot of the discussion that we're having is what the players, especially the ones that are younger, are learning, not only from the veterans on the team, but just from the general atmosphere about what playoff hockey really is all about and what you really have to do to dig as deeply as you can. And for a lot of these guys, you know, 18-year-old Michael Mesa, even Macklin Celebrini, it's the first time other than the Olympics that he's going through this at the NHL level. Now, here's the interesting wrinkle. And I remember this when you were coaching. What did you learn when the Sharks got into the cauldron of that playoff push about coaching? And what is Ryan Warsawski and his staff learning about coaching right now?
If you've done it right, by this time, it's not about you as a coach. It's about the guys on the ice. If you've done it right, the guys by this time have taken over. If you've done it right, you are very confident that their attitude will be right. Their effort will be there. Their adherence to what you do on the ice and how you're supposed to play in order to be successful, your identity will be there. It doesn't mean you're ever stopping, right, as a coach. But what you try to do, and hopefully what you're doing, is you're not giving them any more than they need. And you do actually, by this time, you rely on the guys to take over. And I think you see this a lot. When the Sharks are playing well, the guys have taken over. Ryan Warsawski's done a really good job on during the games, when things are going well for the Sharks, to be able to just let the guys go. You know, when things aren't going well, you're trying to, and they haven't been going well lately, you know, in these last two games, you're trying to juggle the lines and try to find something. But if you're doing it right, it's the guys right now.
That's really where some people that observe the game don't really understand the line juggling. Or, you know, here's another factor. He throws out the Zacho Stopchuk line when things have kind of fallen off the carpet. We've seen it all season long. Those guys have had a really solid structure. They get the team back to where they need to go. And that sets you up for any line changes that you make, right?
Right. And for a coach, you trust that. Trust is a fantastic thing for a coach to have in a player or in a line or in a goalie or whoever. Trust is major important. So that line, you trust. You know the way they're going to play, and they do it every time.
Well, the Sharks are 3-0 against Vancouver, and they darn well better make it 4-0 for the fans, but also for themselves. I've been saying it all along. These guys are having so much fun being together, working together, learning to be a team, that it'd be a real shame to not play more than four games, and that's what they should be thinking about in part two, don't you think?
Yep. Stay in the moment, be where your feet are, but just go play. That's it. Just go play.
So what about the challenge tonight? What do they have to do to be better?
Well, everything. Got to win the puck battles. You got to make sure you manage the puck properly. You got to make sure you get shots on net. You got to make sure you pressure them. You got to be dictating the game. You've got to be the team that is pushing the pace all the time and acting, not reacting.
We have to act like a playoff team, and that's what the Sharks have to do tonight against a team that's already been eliminated, a team that they're 3-0 against. This is no time to go back to the way they played against Calgary when they went 1-3. Yeah. This is the time to just assert themselves, and that seems to be what the story is going to be in tonight's game. Would you say that's true?
100%. That's it. So let's go.
So let's go. It's only one more game in the regular season for Sharks fans. Everybody appreciates
all of the output that the Sharks have had with their joy, with their enthusiasm, with the fact that hundreds of people are coming to practice, and everything else that's gone on with the team this year. And so the Sharks want to make sure that they give an effort that those fans can be proud of. How to do that? Get a win tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Jamal Mayers will be on the air with me at 6:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting play-by-play coverage right here on the Sharks Audio Network. And until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.